From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria, meanwhile losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Moraya, near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in the city. Elsewhere, U.S. Special Operations Forces and a coalition of Syrian, Kurdish, and Arab fighters known as the Syrian Democratic Forces are reported clearing an area north of Raqqa, the Islamic State's de facto capital, in the city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the popular mobilization forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families fled Fallujah after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State group started about a week ago. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, which is located about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.